I'm Shay Frank. You're listening to WYSO Today for Friday, April 3rd. Many Ohioans say they are struggling to pay their energy bills. Democrats in the Ohio House have put forward a plan they think will help, but as State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports, it may not have the power it needs to become a reality.
House Minority Leader Dunny Isaacson says one bill would freeze utility bills for a year. The other would put a severance tax on gas and oil producers to allow 5 million ratepayers to get $150 credit on their energy bills.
That is $150 to help pay monthly bills that have gotten totally out of whack.
I don't think this is a very good idea.
Republican House Speaker Matt Huffman says he hasn't seen the details but doesn't like the general idea. A severance tax proposed more than a decade ago fell flat in the GOP-dominated legislature. And now, as lawmakers are trying to cut property taxes, it'll be hard for Democrats to get traction with these bills. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A Columbus-based firm is studying land use in Westchester Township's main business sector. MKSK is evaluating the Cincinnati-Dayton 747 corridor for future development. It'll look at existing infrastructure, current uses, and determine the capacity for future growth. This comes after trustees imposed a nearly year-long moratorium on new buildings and large expansion projects in the corridor area. Administrator Lisa Brown says the move is needed to preserve the community's culture.
We are here to protect the future of the organization, and to do that, sometimes you have to take a pause and you have to plan. And if you don't have a plan, then you don't know the direction that you're going, and it's very difficult to determine what the best path forward is when specific ideas are brought to you if you don't know where you're going.
MKSK's evaluations will be done in two phases. Township trustees approved a $160,000 budget for the study. They're using tax increment financing funds already collected. On Wednesday, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine joined Sierra Nevada corporate leaders to mark the opening of two new airplane hangars for the company. The new buildings expand SNC's Aviation Innovation and Technology Center at the Dayton International Airport in Vandalia. Officials say the hangars augment SNC's work on critical national security programs. The city of Dayton also received more than $78 million from the All Ohio Future Fund. The money is for upgrades to the Dayton Airport Defense and Aerospace Campus, where SNC is located. The upgrades include an expansion of the airport's pavement to support additional hangars and runway traffic. Jobs Ohio supplied $6.5 million for the project through the Ohio Site Inventory Program. Some Southern Ohio residents trying to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot to ban huge data centers have cleared another hurdle. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports the Ohio ballot board left their amendment intact Thursday morning, but they still have a ways to go.
Backers of the prohibition of construction of a data center amendment say they have been getting ready for what comes next. The 100% volunteer effort needs to collect more than 413,000 valid signatures from half of Ohio's 88 counties in a tiny window of time, about 12 weeks. Nikki Gerber lives in Adams County.
It's time to conserve Ohio and not let data centers take away all the natural resources that we are plentiful of, so we have life for generations to come.
The amendment would ban data centers that use more than 25 megawatts of electric a month. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Montgomery County Children's Services says in 2025 they received about 3,100 reports for assessment in child welfare cases. That's down 12% and follows a downward trend since 2021. But Children's Services says their work is not done. They're advocating for renewed community awareness about the warning signs of child abuse and neglect. Those include unexplained injuries, frequent absences from school, fear of parents or caregivers, extreme behavior changes, problems at school, nightmares or bedwetting, and appearing to be consistently hungry or dirty. Officials stress that reporting concerns isn't an accusation, but a way to ensure children are safe and supported. Residents can call Montgomery County's 24-hour hotline at 937-224-KIDS or 5437 to report their concerns. Looking at the weather report for the rest of this weekend, we've got quite a bit of rain coming in throughout the evening on Friday and Saturday. We've got some more rain blowing in cooler temps in the evening Saturday night with some lows in the 40s. But Sunday, we get a little bit of a break from all of this gloomy rain with some partly cloudy conditions, but we still have some sun peeking through and a high of 53. And that's your news from WYSO Today for Friday, April 3rd. I'm Shay Frank.